This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Over the past decade, the amount of digital evidence for every criminal case has grown exponentially. CPR's Allison Sherry reports it's up 600% for police, prosecutors, and defense attorneys.
Most people have smartphones and smartwatches. A lot of cars have tracking data. There are cameras all over the place, surveillance inside businesses, police cameras on light poles. Police also wear body cameras. That all means that when a crime is committed, even a minor one, there is a lot of data to watch, analyze, download, and share among attorneys for state and defense. It's a problem with no clear solution. A report that has been delivered to the legislature has put lawmakers on notice that, whatever the solution, it will almost certainly cost more money. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The state is increasing fees to cover the rising cost of backcountry rescues. CPR's Tegan Wendland reports.
Due to an increase in demand for search and rescue services, the state has decided to raise a fee tacked onto hunting, snowmobile, and boat licenses. The old charge was 25 cents. Now it's $1.25. The funding supports search and rescue teams and local volunteers. CPW says it's necessary as those teams receive more calls for help and the cost of backcountry search and rescue increases. Most of the 50 search and rescue groups in the state are county-based, and the state provides support and funding. I'm Tegan Wendland, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC. A winter storm is hitting Colorado tonight through Sunday, bringing badly needed snow to ski areas and beyond. In Denver, the snow is likely to start on Saturday night and continue into Sunday. For the Springs, snow possible Saturday night and likely Sunday.